from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. We begin in Long Beach, where Tuesday, Governor Gavin Newsom invited leaders from cities he says haven't built enough housing for a heart-to-heart. He was just a stone's throw from Huntington Beach, which the state just sued for that exact reason. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez reports.
After his closed-door meeting with city leaders, Governor Newsom stepped before the microphones and talked about how he'd rather work with the dozens of cities that he says aren't in compliance with state housing mandates rather than fight them in court.
We started this process off aggressively. We sued the city of Huntington Beach. I don't want to sue 47 other cities.
Newsom promised cities technical assistance to build more housing and, of course, a lot more money, like the $500 million in his proposed budget to help build homes for middle-income workers. And the governor said he would support local leaders pushing back against NIMBYism or not-in-my-backyard thinking on new development.
They need us to come down into their community and to make the community aware that they're part of a larger community. The state of California.
One local leader who was especially relieved by Governor Newsom's message of support was Mayor Catherine Blakespear of the San Diego County Beach community of Encinitas.
I was sitting there thinking we might be next to be sued, and I got to say to the governor directly that we are a good actor. We are trying to comply with state laws, so I could say to him, please don't sue us.
Blakespear says her city will have a plan for more housing by April. For the California Report, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Long Beach.
Let's head north to Oakland now, where a teacher strike is set to start tomorrow. A credit union here in the Bay Area is working with the teachers union on no-interest loans for teachers in the event that the strike takes a while. KQED's Julia McAvoy reports.
Estefana Ramos teaches fourth grade at Manzanita Community School in the Fruitvale neighborhood. She has already calculated that the strike-related paycheck will hit her bank account in March.
I really don't want to leave Oakland, and that's why I'm willing to fight for the kids. But come March, student loans, honestly, the pile's so big that I've been putting my head in the sand because I don't know what else to do.
Provident Credit Union will make loans of $100 a day starting after 5 days of striking to any teacher who applies, as long as they have been on the picket line or engaged in the strike. There is also union funding based on need. For the California Report, I'm Julia McAvoy.
And for more coverage of the strike and what's happening in Oakland schools, go to kqed.org/Oakland Schools. Military communities are looking at the potential impact of the president's recent declaration of a national emergency to build more border wall. In San Diego, officials are worried about how it might delay or even halt hundreds of millions of dollars worth of projects. Steve Walsh with KPBS has that story.
San Diego is a major West Coast hub for the Navy and Marines, a place where 1 in 5 jobs is tied in some ways to defense. Military construction projects are underway to house the new F-35 fighter and a new pier for the Navy, along with hundreds of smaller projects set to begin this fiscal year. Democrat Mike Levin is a first-term congressman whose district covers Camp Pendleton. The Marines have been under fire to improve water quality at the base after tests detected the same bacteria found in human and animal waste. A $48 million project to improve drinking water is set to get underway.
There's no question. There's a direct and indirect economic implication of all of this, but my primary consideration is the safety and security of our country, and the president is stealing billions from a number of very important military construction projects.
The House Appropriations Committee released a long list of construction projects, including $124 million of work on Camp Pendleton alone. Aside from using $3.6 billion in military construction funds to help build the wall, on Friday the Trump administration also announced it was pulling $2.5 billion in federal funds used for counter-drug activities, money California wants to tap into for the National Guard to help eradicate illegal marijuana grows. The Secretary of Defense will ultimately decide which military projects will be on the chopping block. For the California Report, I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.
Also in San Diego, Customs and Border Protection began construction on a secondary border wall project this week that's separate from President Trump's proposal. The project replaces an existing barrier with 30-foot-tall steel posts. Border Patrol agents say that secondary barriers like this help prevent border crossings and allow the agencies to cut down on staff members. Members of the Mexican government say despite President Trump's declaration of a national emergency, the situation at the border is nothing out of the ordinary. Crystal Smith reports.
The Mexican government appointed Rudolfo Figueroa Pacheco, director of caravan operations for the state of Baja California, in November. He stood in a padded jacket in the windy El Chaparral Plaza at the San Isidro-Tijuana border crossing, where migrants line up to hear their numbers called each day. Pacheco said how, in spite of sensational headlines about large groups of migrants, from his perspective, it's just business as usual in this frontier city.
Things are moving forward. Hopefully we will be able to manage crossing of Central Americans, which isn't new. Perhaps the modality of caravans is new, but the number of Central Americans crossing Mexico is not new.
He said he thinks about half of the estimated 6,000 who arrived in the largest Central American group last November are settling in Mexico instead of seeking asylum in the United States. Pacheco said he doesn't see the situation at the border as any more of an emergency now than before President Donald Trump's declaration, but he acknowledges its power as a call to action.
Both ends of the political spectrum are interested in this being loud. Some are interested in it being loud for wall-building reasons and fault. Some are interested in being loud for immigration reform issues.
He added Baja California is used to absorbing not only migrants from Central America, but thousands of people deported from the United States each year. For the California Report, I'm Crystal Smith.
Support for the California Report comes from Collective Health. American employers are in the healthcare business. It's time they add the technology to drive it. CollectiveHealth.com. Paint Care. Through Paint Care, paint manufacturers make it easier for households and businesses to recycle leftover house paint, with over 800 convenient drop-off locations around California. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And that's the California Report for this Wednesday, February 20th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Have a great day.